Last thing I want to ask you about is I know that you have an interest in mesothelioma. We don't have a series on mesothelioma, but yeah, it comes up every now and then that docs ask us about it. Any comments, anything new, and particularly in terms of surgical management of the disease?
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. I'm about to get on a plane to go to the Mecca, as it were, to Boston to visit my ex-mentor, David Sugarbaker. You know, in the Brigham, where you get off the plane, you get an extra pleural pneumonectomy, plus or minus. Kind of like the Mayo Clinic used to be for thoracotomy, but no, in Minnesota. And, you know, they're a great team and excellent docs. The answer is, I would say I've been a mesothelioma doctor the last 15, 20 years, and we are seeing fewer and fewer patients, actually, that are coming around, it seems like, for surgical opinions. And I think the reason is, one, there are some other alternatives where patients are doing okay. Nobody's doing well with this disease. That's the fundamental bottom line. And therefore, now that the oncologists are armed with Alymptus as platinum regimens, you know, and patients are getting benefit from it, is there a real benefit from extrapleural pneumonectomy or from surgery in general? The answer, if you ask me, is yes and no. There is a trial going on in, you know, Europe right now, in England, really asking the question head up, definitive medical therapy versus combined modality with chemotherapy and surgery. And that's extrapleural pneumonectomy. We'll see what that shakes out. My sense is it's going to be a negative trial for surgery because I just think the morbidity will outweigh the benefits. The reason being, it's hard to do a surgical cancer operation for mesothelioma, where the credo of any surgery for cancer, whether it's in the breast, the lung, the colon, is what? Complete resection, R0 resection, meaning margins clean, highest node negative. You just can't really do that with meso. And I'm sorry, as someone who's done a lot of extrapleural pneumonectomies trained by, you know, the people, or I now train them, it's just very difficult to deliver that in mesothelioma. Even if you think you got clean planes around it, what happens in those patients is usually, especially as you remove or dissect through the diaphragm, you rob Peter to pay Paul, meaning you trade better local control in the pleura by removing, you know, the lung, the extrapleural space, et cetera. But you shed cells through the diaphragm that gets resected or torn in the perineum, and they develop, unfortunately, perineal disease within a year and a half or two. You know, and people are looking towards doing cisplatinum washouts. Dr. Sugarbaker has been doing that, whether it's cold cisplatinum or heated cisplatinum. It's still a tumor that's resistant to this, so it doesn't work. So the answer is, the surgery has gotten better. We can do these big operations with increasingly better outcomes of 2%, 3% mortalities at worst for a pneumonectomy, an extrapleural pneumonectomy. It's phenomenal. But at the end of the day, is it really benefiting those patients? A small subset of patients, it does benefit. And who are those? Those are the patients who have what? Good biology. What's good biology? Well, the crude surrogates are epithelial node-negative disease, right? And performance status that can tolerate a big operation. Okay, I have a handful of patients who've been cured with that, as do other people around the country who specialize in the tumor. But other than that, I don't think there's a lot of progress. We did the neoadjuvant chemotherapy trial with Alymptus and then surgery, EPP, and I was impressed with some of the responses we saw. So we do that off study now for most of our patients if they have really good performance status. If they do not have N2 disease, you know, we make sure we sample their mediastinum at the time of surgery. And then for the most part, if you have a patient with a trapped lung, I think surgery can be beneficial to do a radical pleurectomy decortication, which again can be done with a 0% mortality, et cetera. There was a study Valerie Roos just published comparing the meta-analysis of radical pleurectomy decortication versus EPP, and guess what? Patients with radical pleurectomy decortication did better. And why is that? Well, it's because they usually better performance status before and afterwards, or not necessarily before, but afterwards. And it's kind of a quirk of how the data was, I think, retrospectively analyzed.